Good morning from WVIK News. In the Quad Cities, I'm Joseph Leahy. Many workers affected by the Tyson beef processing plant closure last month in Joslyn got some help at a rapid response workshop at the Vibrant Arena in Moline on Wednesday. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports. That includes Wayne Davis of Davenport and his wife Cheryl, who worked at the plant for 37 years.
Wayne, 65, and Cheryl, 62, were among hundreds of laid-off Tyson workers who streamed into Vibrant Arena at the Mark on Wednesday, September 2nd, for a huge job fair and information workshops. Over 100 employers took part in the job fair on the arena floor, and many other local organizations filled the lobby to offer support and resources for workers planning their next step. Cheryl Davis is not sure what that is, noting she and her husband will have a very hard time paying health insurance on top of all their other bills.
I kind of feel majority of these places, they want younger people. You know, not somebody that's going to retire within 2 years or 5 years from now. I'm lost. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. You know, I feel somebody in Tyson knew this was going to happen. That's why they walked away from the table.
The decision to close the Tyson plant in Joslyn resulted in over 2,500 workers losing their jobs, creating a significant impact on the regional workforce. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
A new poll shows Iowa's Democratic State Auditor Rob Sand leading Republican businessman Zach Lane in the race for governor. The survey taken on Monday and Tuesday by Emerson College Polling and Nexstar Media finds that Sand, with 49% of likely voters supporting him, compared to Lane's 46%. Another 6% remain undecided. Meanwhile, in Iowa's race for the U.S. Senate, the poll shows Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson leading Democratic State Representative Josh Turek by 5 percentage points. Illinois has just received another credit rating upgrade. It's giving Governor J.B. Pritzker a re-election boost as his Republican challenger attacks him on the state's fiscal policies. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
S&P Global Ratings says Illinois' fiscal outlook is stable. It cites the passage of consecutive balanced budgets and extra contributions to the state's rainy day fund. Last week, Moody's Investors Service upgraded its own bond rating for Illinois. Those are the 11th and 12th upgrades on the two-term governor's watch, and he says it shows Illinois' financial progress is built to last. His GOP opponent, Darren Bailey, called the upgrade, quote, good news, but blamed Pritzker for making the state less affordable through high taxes. The back-to-back upgrades come as the state prepares to sell general obligation bonds. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A new report from the Iowa Environmental Council shows an uptick in the use of fossil fuels for electric generation in the state. Wind still produces most energy generated in Iowa, but the amount of power coming from coal increased about 50% from 2024 to last year. Steve Geyer, an energy sector expert with the IEC, presented the findings on Wednesday.
It would appear that 2026 is headed down that same path, greater utilization of the coal units.
Burning coal releases large amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, which traps heat. Research has also linked air pollution from coal-fired power plants to asthma, cancer, heart and lung disease, and other health conditions. Geyer says reducing emissions by fully transitioning to wind and solar energy in Iowa would provide a substantial public health benefit while helping reduce the effects of climate change. An extreme heat warning remains active until Friday at 7 p.m. for the Quad Cities and much of southeastern Iowa and western Illinois. Temperatures in the Quad Cities today will peak in the mid-90s with heat index values as high as 107. This is WVIK News.